Owning an investment property can be challenging, but it doesn't have to be. At Heritage Realty Property Management, they handle the challenges for you, ensure it's rented, maintained, and gets the highest return possible, while you just collect the check. With over 50 years' experience, you can trust Heritage Realty to provide the property care you want and rental knowledge you need. Visit heritagerealtyknox.com to connect with the team more landlords trust. Heritage Realty. We treat your property as if it were our own.
All right.
The starting lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Will West, let's tell our boy Cater to give that wheel a spin, yeah? Yeah. I'm just letting you know right now, whenever you hear Lenny, you know that you're going to get yourself a win. And that's how we play the game to kick off hour number three of the starting lineup. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Ooh. I love how all of our music is all like, it's huge, it's loud. And, ooh, Will, it's the soothing sounds of Sports Jeopardy. Let our listeners know, first time or refreshers, how do we play Sports Jeopardy during the game?
Here's how we play Sports Jeopardy. We need two callers right now at 656-9900. And I will tell you, both of our callers dropped during the break. So we have another phone line that's open available right now. Next caller that calls in, 656-9900. Sports Jeopardy works like this. Each contestant's going to get a 100-point Sports Jeopardy question, a 200-point Sports Jeopardy question, and a final Sports Jeopardy question where you can bid with the points you've won in the first two rounds. Contestant with the highest point total at the end of final Sports Jeopardy is going to be the big winner. Tyler Ivins, tell him what the win.
You take it, and then you bake it, Will West. 17 minutes on 425. It's got a little bit of love tied to it as well. It's the fresh ingredients from our friends at Papa Murphy's Pizza. Will, they got salads. They got some delicious things that you can get. You can check out their entire menu now, papamurphys.com. But if you're looking for the opportunity to score $25, it starts now during the game. Let's get Patrick in here. Hey, Patrick, good morning. You get the distinction of deciding. Do you want your questions from Sports Jeopardy by me or from Will West?
Let's try Will this morning, please.
All right, Patrick, let's get this W, buddy. You ready?
I'm going to try my best. I called late. I hadn't been able to listen, so I have no idea what y'all been talking about, but I'll do my best.
A lot of World Series talk, and then we've also talked about the all-SEC basketball teams. This Tennessee forward, here's your 100-point question. This Tennessee forward was the only Tennessee player on the all-SEC basketball preseason teams released yesterday.
Guy who I think played in my old high school, Dobbins Bennett, at one point in time, or at least came out of Kingsport, old Folky, John Fulkerson.
That's right, John Fulkerson. That's 100 points that you got right now. All right, your 200-point question. This soccer great played her last game for the U.S. Women's National Team last night. She's retiring after last night's game. Soccer great, you've heard the name 100 times.
Nicely done, Will.
I love it. I'm a Tennessee state champion soccer player. It was Carly Lloyd, perhaps.
There you go. That's 200 points right there for Patrick. Patrick, you get an extra 100 bonus points just for picking up the phone. So Patrick's sitting for 400 points right now.
Joseph, what's up, man? It's Tyler. Good Wednesday morning to you.
Good morning, Tyler.
Hey, Joe, did you by chance? Say again. Go ahead, man.
I was going to say, I'm glad that he got those questions because I had no clue.
Oh, dude, brother. Well, listen, if you watch the World Series or you're familiar with the Atlanta Braves run, I think you might have a 400-400 game. Are you ready?
We'll try. The baby kept me up late last night, so I fell asleep during part of it.
Yeah, me too, except my baby's got four legs and is a golden retriever. the Atlanta Braves got a leadoff home run to start the top of the first last night by this former Chicago Cubs slugger. Do you remember who it was?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Guy got acquired by the trade deadline. He was a Royal.
Former Tennessee Smokey.
Look at you. Good
call. How many hits we giving people these days?
Hey. It's Jorge Soler, my man. It's Jorge Soler. No sweat, though. It's no sweat. We're going to go do a 200-point question. Remember, this is the Atlanta Braves' first appearance in the World Series since 1999. Do you remember that opponent they faced in that 99 season? It was an American League juggernaut.
In 99.
It was the Atlanta Braves versus?
I would have been 10.
Five seconds.
I hope that other guy enjoys that Papa Murphy's pizza.
You can't No.
You know what? We've seen stranger things happen, Joseph. So you got to hang on the line and play it out.
Hang on, Joseph. I'll repeat the question. I want you to listen to every word I say, okay? Last time the Atlanta Braves made the World Series, it was in 1999 when they faced this American League juggernaut.
I'm just going to throw out a guess.
Sure. four, three, two, one.
You said Yankees. I don't know.
That's it, man. The New York Yankees.
Whoa.
Yeah, see, Joey? Come on, man.
All right, here you go. So you got 300 points, 400 to 300. Patrick, you have the lead right now. How many points? You have a 100-point lead. How many points would you like to wager in Final Sports Jeopardy?
We'll do it all. Let's just roll the dice.
There you go.
I don't know who Patrick is, but I'm liking every single bit of this phone call today, Patrick. All nicely right. done.
Patrick, here we go. The last time the Braves were in the World Series before this year, 1999, this two sports star led that 99 Braves team in RBIs with 115 that season. Who was that two sports star?
Oh, my word. Two sports star, baseball, and probably... Gosh, I have no idea, guys. Sid Bream.
It is not Sid Bream. Sid Bream. Hang on the line, Patrick Hits. We need to go to a tiebreaker here.
Joseph, you got 300 points, my man. Do you want to give us a wager here?
Roll the dice.
I like it. You guys
Let's
are,
go.
I like how you guys are just taping up your fist. I appreciate it. Your bonus question, Joseph, I need to know, can you name the left-handed starter who's getting the bump tonight for Atlanta in game two? He's a lefty. What's his name? He's starting for Atlanta tonight.
Is there a double overtime?
Yeah, there is a tiebreaker if necessary.
Because I do not know.
All right, Joseph, hold tight here.
Yeah, hang on the line, Joseph. So it was Max Fried going tonight.
Max Fried's going to get the start.
All right, here we go. 1999 Braves again. Chipper Jones led the team in home runs. How many, and when it gets prices right, rules closest without going over. How many home runs did Chipper Jones hit in 1999 to lead the Braves that year, Patrick?
Chipper in 99 home runs? 42.
42, says Patrick. Joseph, how many home runs for Chipper Jones in 1999?
What was the question again? One more time.
How many home runs did Chipper Jones hit in 1999 to lead the Braves?
What did the other fella guess?
42.
Let's go 43.
The answer is 45. Congratulations, Joseph. That's how you play the game. Patrick, you're a heck of a player.
Patrick, call back, man.
Also, the answer... was Brian Jordan.
Yeah, Brian Jordan was a two sports star.
Fantastic player. Shout out Tyler Wyatt.
Dude, you love you some Brian Jordan, don't you?
Just big fan of the Schmediums on the set last night. But of course, it was too cold. You couldn't really see
that. Do you watch any of the Braves postgame work?
No.
I do a few times because, you know, just covering the Braves or, you know, following what the Braves are doing in the division.
Dude, half the time you throw it on Bally Sports and it's like poker. You know what I mean? It's like, hey, Braves game's on. Poker.
Brian Jordan does fantastic work, TV.
Is it really that good?
Oh, yeah. I think he's fantastic.
Okay.
Do I think he's national guy?
No.
No. I don't either. Does he do perfect for like, hey, I'm Brian Jordan, former Atlanta Brave. I'm going to hype up your team on your network.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Let me juice up Homer Time, my guy.
Oh, that guy gets it. Man, he's like the fourth option, too. I mean, that panel is... yeah, you got Nick Green, who I think does a good job. Peter Moreland does a good job.
Peter Moreland does a fantastic job, too.
But Brian Jordan's like always the last guy to talk. He usually brings the most heat, too. But you're right. He is. If anybody is a homer, oh, my goodness, it's understandable. But.
Well, and here's the thing. And what I'm about to say, people are going to think I'm taking shots. I'm not.
He's taking shots.
I would tell you if I was taking shots.
100% taking shots.
I'm not taking shots. There were Braves fans who were very upset with TBS and who they had in the booth calling the NLCS series. I would encourage those people to go back and see kind of how that said person calls games. It was Ron Darling, okay? The guy's always very
That's
animated.
Tyler's guy. Tyler's home broadcaster. So you got it stick up for him.
Exactly. This is a Mets Braves Ron Darling thing. Didn't hear a peep last night when John Smoltz was on the broadcast, by the way.
Because he couldn't even keep track of his scorecard last night.
Here's the thing. But the Atlanta Braves, if you grew up in the South watching TBS or watching Bally Sports, that's how the Atlanta Braves broadcasts have always been. They've been homer. They've been over the top. That's what you've been accustomed to when watching Atlanta Braves games. So why would it change now? This is a compliment. Bally Sports is keeping that going. So hire people who fit the mold of what you've had for, what, 25, 30 years in the South. Brian Jordan fits that mold, and it was almost like putting a shoe on left foot, right foot. Brian Jordan is perfect for what they're looking for on Bally Sports. That's why he needs more FaceTime. 656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. It's not me taking shots. It's me saying if the glove fits Ace Ventura style. Let's go ahead and get it updated here. We'll come back here at the Atlanta Braves. Now, I got to tell you right now, Will, when you look at what Game 2 has in store, there's one stat you need to know about how the Braves found their lead, stretched it out, and held it for over seven innings once the bullpen took over. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal.
Tennessee basketball's John Fulkerson tabbed a first-team All-SEC forward by the coaches around the league yesterday. The Lady Vols have been picked to finish third in the league by coaches, while Ray Burrell and Tamari Key tabbed this preseason All-SEC team selections. Burrell to the first team, Key a second team nod. And the Atlanta Braves jumped out to an early lead and never looked back, winning Game 1 of the World Series in Houston, 6-2 over the Astros. Game 2 from Houston, that's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. It's 8:13. More World Series talk coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tennessee basketball's John Fulkerson tabbed a first-team All-SEC forward by the coaches around the league yesterday. The Lady Vols have been picked to finish third in the league by coaches, while Ray Burrell and Tamari Key tabbed this preseason All-SEC team selections. Burrell to the first team, Key a second team nod. And the Atlanta Braves jumped out to an early lead and never looked back, winning Game 1 of the World Series in Houston, 6-2 over the Astros. Game 2 from Houston, that's going to be tonight at 8 o'clock. Have a little fun with Instant Games. October Instant Games available now at any Tennessee Lottery retailer, with top prizes ranging anywhere from $5,000 up to $500,000. It's 8:13. More World Series talk coming up next. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
Tyler Ivins, Will West, Eric Kane. 6-2 victory last night for the Atlanta Braves, but they might have lost a little bit more than what they won. Charlie Morton's going to be lost for the remainder of the World Series. He's got a fractured fibula. Just saying that word just brings pain to my lower extremity, fibula. And I'll tell you right now, a lot of people are wondering who's going to be that next person to step up for Atlanta. Kyle Wright's already been added to the roster. You have Touki Toussaint, some other depth pieces that you can turn to. Were you surprised that Houston kind of was held at bay last night? And give credit where credit is due. Cater yesterday on the program was like, I like the Braves in Game 1. I like Houston to bounce back in Game 2. So Cater was all over that. He sniffed that out immediately. Is there a sleeping giant ready to just erupt tonight in Houston? Like, do you feel like a lot of those balls that just barely went foul, or some of those balls that just barely fell short of the yellow line? I've got like a sick feeling tonight. Houston's just going to show up and go, Max Fried, God bless you, hat tip. You've had a great year. You're going to take this butt whoop.
It's weird because this one looks like everything on paper points to Braves, right? You've got the last time this kid that's pitcher for Houston tonight. Last time he was out there, the Red Sox just obliterated him, right? Max Fried won 10 of his last 11 starts in the regular season. Then he lost to the Dodgers in one of his games in the postseason, but it was the second time they'd faced him in a week.
Right.
There's no player on the Astros roster who has faced Max Fried at the major league level. And it just seems like everything is pointing to a Braves win tonight as well. But that's the thing with postseason baseball. And that's one of the things I think that makes it so fun, is that everything the Braves have done, these are things you couldn't quantify on paper.
Sure.
In the NLCS and now. I mean, again, God bless Eddie Rosario. If I told you one guy's going to hit over 500 and one guy's going to be under 200 for the as far as leadoff hitters for the NLCS, you'd have taken Mookie Betts, not Eddie Rosario. But Rosario's been surgical with his ball placement right now. And this is also an Astros team that doesn't hit a ton. They score a ton of runs, but they don't hit a ton of home runs. So it just seems like on paper right now, it points to the Braves, which to your point could mean, again, the thing you can't quantify, the thing that you can't predict on paper, which is what baseball's been in the postseason the last few years, that could happen tonight. But I'll just be honest. I think the Braves win this game. I think if the Astros don't win this game, the series is finished, done, dusted, over. Part of that's Dusty, and I love Dusty, but I just don't think Dusty can. If there's anybody that's going to bring a team back, it ain't Dusty. And part of that is Then you go with the rookie kid, and then you go with Garcia, or then you go with a Greinke or a bullpen game. And I think the Braves already touched up their bullpen enough and got enough innings out of them.
Yeah.
That means if it does go six or seven, I don't trust the Astros' arms to be fresh enough.
You bring up a great point, but I want to take it from an Atlanta standpoint. Caner, yesterday you have to get every game. It counts as a win each time. Yes, got it. That's obvious. But what did it do to your bullpen last night for what it means for the next day or two? You used three relievers last night to get you the rest of the way once you lose Morton to the fractured fibula. My question to you is, if you're Atlanta's bullpen tonight, you got to imagine they're probably out for tonight. And if you do use them, it's going to be for short outings only. I think there's no way you throw Minter tonight, right? You got to sit him today and tomorrow and have him Friday. You
definitely have to sit Minter. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Minter pitches literally almost every game. So he almost pitched three innings, though. So, yeah, he might have to sit tonight, but... I mean, they use Minter more than, you know, anybody.
Well, I get that.
Bullpen.
I'm just talking about who may or may not be available because you have to use a lot of those arms.
I think every single one of them except for maybe Minter is available.
Yeah, I agree. Because, again, you made sure that and tip the cap to Snitker and those guys. Those last three pitchers that came in, once you got those innings out of Minter, because you were worried Morton goes out, what does this mean for your bullpen? Well, then you got 2 2/3 from Minter, which means 20 pitches, 20 pitches, 18 pitches. For the next three relievers that went in for Atlanta, right. And that means you keep those arms fresh.
And yeah, he allowed, except for the closer Will Smith, he allowed all these guys to go out and at least try to get multiple innings, which is not the case for all these guys typically. But again, it's the World Series, and you're down a guy now. I mean, you're Morton. You had to go to the bullpen way earlier in Game One than you expected. You're already going to have a bullpen game in Game Four.
And so now you're having to go two bullpen games. Probably, right?
No, I wouldn't say
So who do you Toussaint comes up or something like that? Or no, who else?
Kyle Wright. I think Kyle Wright's there for a reason. Okay. I didn't think it'd be for this reason, but I think he has a postseason start. He has got a couple of postseason starts under his belt.
Do you feel good about that, though? Do you feel comfortable with that?
More so than a bullpen, absolutely.
If you take a 2-0 lead?
Yeah, the throwing for sure.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, you're right there.
I mean, like look, you got to get game one, and I understand game two is boot to the throat. You get an extra game lead before you then take over home field advantage, then you're absolutely starting
to get it. You look at it, it's 2 out of 3. That's the way you got to look at it. We don't want to come back to Houston.
You absolutely cannot throw two bullpen games, especially back-to-back.
Yeah.
You can't do that. So it would be a bullpen game, and then it would be Freed on short rest, or it would be a Kyle Wright. It could be Tuki Toussaint. I mean, maybe you piggyback those two guys. Like Tyler said, if you're up 2-0 and you're back in Atlanta, you can afford to do some stuff like that. But it was big by these guys last night in the bullpen to pitch multiple innings. And, you know, from here on out, it's going to be critical how Snitker goes about, you know, going to the bullpen. Maybe he doesn't go as quickly to the bullpen because, again, every move is so critical now because that bullpen is even more stretched here in game one.
All right, we're up against it quickly. Game two, Astros lose as the series over.
Oh, 100%.
It's a series over. Okay, if it
because they lose the DH going back to Atlanta.
And you got three.
That's the key. Atlanta. That was what I was going to ask next. Is it over if this isn't 2-3-2? If this is 2-2-1-1-1 or whatever, is it still over down 2-0?
The format is against the Houston Astros right
if,
now.
If they lose again.
If they lose. They're losing the DH. The DH for the Houston Astros is what keeps that rotation turning over, or that lineup turning over every time.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going to stick Yordan Alvarez? I understand first base. Then you're going to be...
I mean, you got a pretty great first baseman there anyway.
I understand that.
So it's like, what are you going to do?
Are you going to do? Yeah. But you can't take Alvarez's bat out of that lineup.
No, you can't. I mean, you really can't. And I mean...
And the defense a liability. Base. Freddie Freeman showed it last night why he's so good at first base. Saved you a couple of runs and a couple of extended innings last night as well. Eric Kane, fantastic stuff. Let's get to Start Pitch Count coming up on the other side. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Also coming up in the next 20 minutes, we pushed last night the total of 8 runs in Game 1 of the World Series. We'll go back to the World Series. We're going to get you a win tonight. That's a guarantee. 99.1, you're listening to The Sports Animal. Tyler and Will, more to get to next.
This has been a big announcement.
We are counting it down. It's just
13 days until
it's basketball time in Tennessee.
This Sports Animal Countdown to Tip-Off is brought to you by Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. People helping people since 1934.
To each and every single one of you for hanging with your number one sports talk radio show. That is The Starting Lineup. He's Will West, Tyler Ivan, Skater Through the Glass, taking a look at the clock. Oh, it is that time again. Big red button time. We like to call this Star Pitch Cut here on TSL.
All right, gentlemen, which NFL playmaker has the best chance of being traded before next week's deadline?
Ooh.
Marlon Mack, Allen Robinson, or Brandon Cooks?
All right, I'm going to dive on this one. Marlon Mack's name's been out there just way too long for him to not have so many bites in the organization, not later move on from him. So I think he is good as gone. I'll start Marlon Mack in Indianapolis. I'm going to bench Brandon Cooks in Houston just because of the current situation they're in. I believe Allen Robinson most certainly will be moved as well, but I think it's going to take a special kind of deal and extension to get Robinson away from the Bears. That's why he's the cut.
Look, I start Brandon Cooks because, look, if you have an asset that you can get anything draft-wise from because of the way O'Brien left you behind the eight ball there or behind the chains, you have to trade him. So I start Brandon Cooks for that. I bench Marlon Mack because I think he's gone. Allen Robinson has been listed or rumored to be traded at every NFL trade deadline since the early 70s. He has never been traded. He will never be traded under any circumstances, I am convinced, until I see Allen Robinson get traded, so he's the cut.
Oh, that's good. It was on this day in 2004 when the Red Sox ended their 86-year drought and won the World Series. What was the most memorable championship moment of the 21st century? Was it the Red Sox reversing the curse, Leicester City winning the EPL, or the lovable losers win in 2016?
All right, I'm going to start the Red Sox here.
Over Leicester City.
I am starting it over Leicester City. I'm going to bench the Cubs. I'm going to cut Leicester City.
You got to walk me through this.
So the reason why is Leicester, I only kind of half peeked down in on soccer at that point. So EPL, I just was only watching my team at that point. Right. I wasn't all in on every single soccer match that's on like I am now. But I never thought the Cubs would do it. I never thought the Red Sox would come back like that.
Down 3-0 in the ALCS.
Yeah. That's why. And it's less about the World Series and more about the ALCS that I remember that Red Sox moment more than any other.
Just make sure that, but you now know about Leicester City because you've done your whole EPL.
Yeah, well, it's also they're good. And they've consistently been good on a second manager. And they're in that conversation. I don't think they'll ever win it again because they don't quite have the depth. And now there's all the foreign money that's in flux into soccer. But they've been good, like top four, top six every year since.
I'll start Red Sox. I'll bench Leicester City. I'll cut the Cubs. Can you real quick, just if you can, in 10 seconds or less to our listeners, what made the Leicester City EPO win? So just so improbable.
It would be like a very small market team in baseball winning that. Or it'd be like South Carolina in football, college football, winning the national championship.
Thank you.
Where it's just like, what? How does that happen? Yeah. I could see how you'd have talent because they got some money there, a little bit of money there domestically, but they don't have close to the money everybody else does. But it would be like South Carolina football winning a national championship. Not quite Vandy, but South Carolina.
Got it.
Today is the 30-year anniversary of the release of David Bowie and Queen's Under Pressure.
Under Pressure.
Great song.
I try to say Under Pressure, but in my mind I was singing it. Best collaboration of the 1980s.
Ooh.
Bowie and Queen, Walk This Way, Run DMC and Aerosmith, or Endless Love with Lionel Richie and Diana Ross.
All right, so I'm going to start this one out, Ivins.
This is going to say a lot about our friendship.
Start Bowie and Queen. I'm going to bench Run DMC and Aerosmith. I'm going to cut Endless Love, even though I know it was in Happy Gilmore. But I didn't know about it outside of it being in Happy Gilmore.
I would kiss you if you'd let me. He got the Happy Gilmore reference I was going for. X gets the square. He's got the right order. Of course, friends dance around an ice rink to Endless Love. Bye, Endless Love. But if you hit the slap shot, you got to kiss me and pretend you like it. Will West with a W, sir. Very nicely done.
Today is National Navy Day. Favorite military academy football team, Army, ooh, Navy, Air Force, and all three of these still running the triple?
Air Force is...
It's a little different what Army does right now.
What
Monken does.
Navy and Air Force 100% do. Army, it's a tweak, what they're doing up there with Jeff Monken.
So there's still all three option teams, though, right?
Correct.
Okay.
I'm going to... this is... Now, the question, make it your own. I'm going to talk about the offense. I'm going to talk about the coaching staff.
What's your favorite?
Oh, easy. Start Navy because they have the coolest uniforms. I think they do everything so cool with the uniforms. I'm going to bench Jeff Monken in Arkansas Army. I'm going to cut Air Force. It's okay. It's whatever. It's whatever with Air Force and Colorado.
I'm going to start Army because the basic training was my rehab because when the good Lord saved us, we couldn't afford rehab. So basic training it was. Hello, Fort Knox. So start the Army. I'm going to bench Air Force because their uniforms are awesome just day, week in, week out. And I'm going to cut Navy because go Army, be Navy.
And there it is.
Pettiness. That's why I'm going to cut Navy. Pettiness.
Dude, there's nothing wrong with pettiness.
Okay, today is boxer Zab Judah's 44th birthday. Best boxing name, Judah, Roberto Duran, or Tyson Fury?
Oh, come on. Start Tyson Fury. I'm going to bench Zab. I'm going to cut Duran.
I'm going to start Roberto Duran. No mas. I just always, when I was a little kid, I always liked walking around saying Roberto Duran. I just loved saying it. We're only R.
That's like me walking around saying Felix Milan.
Yeah, it's just fun. I'm down with that. I'll start Durant. I'll bench Zab Judah because I don't know anybody else named Zab or Judah in the world. And I'm going to cut Tyson Fury because I just presume it's a fake name.
That one. And I also had I was a big fan of saying Carlos Baerga.
Carlos Baerga was always a fun name to say.
I don't know what it is about foreign names I love saying, but that was another good one.
And college football assistant most ready to become a head coach.
Spill it.
Bill O'Brien? I don't count him. I mean, if you've been a former NFL head coach, I don't count
you. Is he currently a coordinator?
He's as an assistant right now.
Yeah. Bill O'Brien, Jeff Levy, Kendall Briles.
Why isn't USC going and hiring Bill O'Brien now?
See, I don't know.
Now, if you can go get Matt Campbell. But Bill O'Brien, we know he can run one of those big historic programs and work with the boosters. He's going to recruit five-star quarterbacks and then destroy them because that's what he does to quarterbacks. But we know Bill O'Brien can win at the college level.
At the college level.
And he's won a lot. Yeah.
I just feel like that he's fitted. Now, maybe it was just the situation. I feel like he's better fitted in like a complete rebuild program. I don't think USC is completely there yet. I'm going to start Jeff Levy. Kendall Briles isn't ready. I'm going to bench Bill O'Brien. I'm going to cut Kendall Briles.
I'm going to start O'Brien, bench Levy, and cut Kendall Briles. I would not ever. I mean, I'm sorry. I know he claims he had no idea. There's some things. The way that he defended his father, and I know it's his dad, and said some of the things that he said, I would literally never want him on my campus. I don't want him visiting my campus coaching. And look, people deserve second chances, but you can't just say the things that he said and then about that many rape cases and then just be like, oh, well, I had no idea. All right. I know it's your dad you're defending, but I just don't want any part of Kendall Briles.
Do you want to make money later this evening? Because the Ride with Diamonds play for Tuesday is guaranteed to hit your checking account by 1 a.m. tomorrow morning.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Tennessee basketball's John Fulkerson tabbed as a preseason first-team All-SEC forward by the league's coaches. Lady Vols have been picked to finish fourth in the league by the coaches as well. Ray Burrell and Tamari Key were tabbed as preseason All-SEC team recipients. Burrell to the first team, Key a second-team nod. And your Atlanta Braves jumped out to an early lead and never looked back, winning game one of the World Series in Houston 6-2 over the Astros. Game two from Houston, that'll be tonight at 8 o'clock. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $6 billion to support educational programs in Tennessee. To learn more, visit tnlottery.com. We got Riding with Ivins. That's coming up next here on TSL. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
The starting lineup with Tyler and Will. 6 to 9 a.m. on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
All right, 8:49. It's a final segment for your Wednesday TSL. We pushed last night 6-2 with total runs. Will West today, I think I've got a pick that can get us in the win category because nobody likes staying up watching 4 hours of baseball only to push and get your money back. Better than loss.
Better than losing.
Kaner, what are you better so excited about in there?
I didn't mind at all staying up watching 4 hours of baseball last night.
Did you get juiced every single pitch?
I told you.
He admitted on the air he wasn't doing his job. He was watching television.
Asked Logan Ward at 8:20. The last 40 minutes of my show last night, just nothing got accomplished.
That's right.
It was like a lot of screaming.
It's much like the first 2 hours and 50 minutes of this show this morning.
Indeed.
Eric Kane, in your little computer full of noises and sounds, do you have a boo? Do you have like a buzzer? Do you have like a meow?
I got a buzzer.
No, do you have like boos? Like, but you suck? Something like that? Somebody chanting that?
I'm surprised we don't have that yet.
Will West, we're taking the Astros money line tonight.
Are you really?
Boo!
-111 is what it's down to right now. It was 115 when I woke up.
I just don't see a team that's got a lineup that deep losing back-to-back games and losing home field advantage. Technically, they've already lost home field advantage when you lose a game in the first two. Here's the reason why I'm taking the Astros tonight. You're going to need Max Fried to give you 7 to 8 innings tonight. And if you look at what the Astros are able to do against lefties their second time through the lineup, this is when the Astros start locking in and start putting more wood on balls. So what you need tonight is you need Max Fried to be unscathed through the first time through the rotation, or through the lineup, I beg your pardon. You're talking about four innings, and then you're going to have to hope that the Braves are going to be able to put enough run support on the board. I think with the Braves bullpen a little bit shot in the arm after last night's appearance, I think Atlanta finds a way to get a split going back to the A for Friday's game. I like Houston tonight on the money line tonight. Don't know how they get it done outside of just the first three innings, but they get it done tonight. Give me the Astros money line.
I like the Braves tonight, just so you know. I like the Braves. I do. I've talked myself into it doing research all morning that I'm like, just everything on. But that's the thing with postseason baseball. Everything that happens on paper isn't necessarily what's going to happen in the game. But on paper right now, this looks like Braves win. It just does.
I did all that talking and didn't even give you the reason why I like the Astros tonight.
Yeah, why you like the Astros? I thought you did.
Houston 5-1, their last six following a loss.
Well, something.
There's a trend there.
Because I walked in this morning and told Ivins, I love the Astros run line. And then now that I've sat there and talked about all the everything right. that you look at on paper says Braves.
However.
Yes.
However, go Braves.
That's why Cater says Braves are going to win because go Braves. Wait, can you pick? Because you picked against your team all during the NLCS and they won.
Yep.
You picked the Braves last night and they won. So now what do you do for superstition's sake? I'm already upset with you. You're not wearing the Austin Riley jersey again today because it feels like if they lose tonight, it's your fault, Cater.
Obviously, right? I mean, baseball is nothing but superstition, so I'll take it. I'm still going to go with sandbagging my team because I got to advance on to the World Series doing that.
Yeah.
So I know last night was a fun win, but I'm going to continue to dog my team. I honestly think Houston, like Tyler said, I think Houston will get a split heading back to Atlanta. So I'm going to continue to say Houston will win, hoping the Atlanta Braves come out and get five quick runs in first three innings of play.
All right. My buddy Shane, DeShane on the secret text line. Sure. DeShane says, pointed this out. It's the ninth anniversary of the Marcus Lattimore injury today.
Wow. Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
That was disgusting.
What worst injury you've ever witnessed or you've ever watched?
Tyrone Prothro.
Oh, that was rough.
Now
Kevin Ware is the worst one I've ever seen ever.
I was going to say, that's Louisville, right?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Literally the bones out of his foot.
I was having Easter lunch, and I couldn't finish my meal, and it was so good. I was like, I can't, though.
Kevin Ware is that's there.
The one I immediately thought of course, Lattimore.
Oh, I just got a sharp pain in my
bad.
Leg.
Those are the top two for me.
Ooh. Yeah. The Lattimore's so sad, it was so sad. But the Ware was sad because you watched his teammates just start, immediately. There was no, even moment of shock. It was just snap of a finger, they're weeping.
And he could have went to the NFL and had a long career.
Yeah, Lattimore absolutely would have had a long career. And he'd have been a star.
I mean, he got drafted, but
the Niners took a shot on him?
Yeah.
And I thought, this guy's going to come back, and he's going to be an ESPN 30 for 30, and it just never clicked. Remember the Willis McGahee Miami injury?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't. Who texted you that? DeShane?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, here's the thing, too. Every time.
I never mentioned it was that was such a tough injury to watch. That was tough. That was very tough.
I'm the guy that can't watch injuries. So I'll watch it in real time. They will slow-mo replay, and I always look away. I don't like that stuff. You people that like watching stuff like that, you're crazy.
Paul George, Team USA.
Yeah. The Gordon Hayward injury was pretty rough too.
Okay, we have to stop.
That one was really rough. I was all in on the Celtics at that moment. I'm sitting in my living room, just like, here comes the championship run, and then that happens, game one.
Come on, we had such a positive momentum that we had to end on all this negativity. Oh, gosh, man, that I'd rather watch Jason and Freddie come after people in their nightmares than watching athletes bust themselves up and.
Speaking of busting up, Braves 5-3 tonight.
Braves win 5-3. I'm bringing everybody breakfast tomorrow if he looks inside his crystal ball and finds it.
What if they win 6-4?
I don't get breakfast, but you get a 2-0 lead.
If they win 6-4, I lose the money line, but we hit the over again.
So still breakfast.
Cater's just trying to figure out breakfast. That's pretty much what's going on right now.
He brought you breakfast yesterday as we say goodbye.
Yeah.
Took you an hour to eat a cold Chick-fil-A chicken biscuit, you loser.
Hey, Will West, he's good people.
Mix it up for the A. Chop on.
Proud of you.
There's a party up in here. Which one of these is not a slogan of the Atlanta Braves?
I just scream mix it up every time something happens. Mix it up!
99.1, you're listening to the Sports Channel. TSLs will be back with you tomorrow morning at 6.